At local farmers markets like the one in East Atlanta, shoppers mingle with the vendors, asking about the freshness of their goods.
It takes a long time.
But ask Zane Antoun about his naan bread, hummus, and baba ganoush, and you might learn more about his family's story than their bakery, Heavenly Breads.
I'm Zane Antoun from Iraq. I've been here for about 3 years.
27-year-old Zane and his family came here from Baghdad 3 years ago as refugees. When asked what it was like living in Iraq during the war, his cheery demeanor went quiet.
Yeah, it was scary. Very scary. I don't want to remember.
His family is Christian, a minority in Iraq.
We felt very discriminated against because, we are Christians. A lot of people might not believe that, but, I wasn't able to show my cross when I walked down the street.
Zane and his mother also worked as interpreters for the U.S. military.
It was a risky job. We needed the money. That's one of the reasons that made us think about taking this kind of job.
No one knew they were working for Americans, not even his father, who is still in Iraq.
We did not tell anyone because if we tell anyone, it might get us killed. It's like signing for your death. So
Zane, his mother, and younger sister managed to get refugee visas and came to Atlanta in 2011. They come from a family of doctors and engineers, and none of them ever imagined owning a business. But they couldn't find other jobs when they got here. Zane is now in college trying to juggle work and study biology. He loves being free here, but
it's not an easy life. Everything is different, and for sure you face discrimination wherever you go.
It's also not easy getting a refugee visa to the United States.
There are somewhere between 14 and 16 million refugees in the world today, and less than 1% of those are ever resettled in a country like the United States.
Padia Mixon is executive director of the Refugee Resettlement Immigration Services of Atlanta. Georgia is one of the top 10 refugee resettlement sites in the U.S., and RESA has resettled at least 86 Iraqis, 41 cases, in the past 3 years, including Zane's family.
We have Iraqis on staff here at RESA that came through either the SIV or the Refugee Resettlement Program, and many of them have family that are still there. And people think that the war is over, but if you listen to the news, bombings are still happening. People are still being targeted. It's not safe.
The SIV, or Special Immigrant Visa Program, was set up specifically for Iraqis and later Afghanis who worked for U.S. forces. That's how 58-year-old Hadi Lazim came to Atlanta. He now works for RESA as a driver, translator, and logistics guy. In Iraq, he was a radio flight engineer and pilot and worked for the U.S. Army from 2003 to 2009.
I did everything for them according to my knowledge and experience in Iraq. I was a culture advisor, interpreter, and political advisor. We did many things to help them.
On the front line with American forces, Hadi saw colleagues killed, and he himself was injured 5 times. Death threats forced his family to abandon their home in 2005. 5 years later, Hadi, his wife, and 4 kids came to Atlanta through the SIV program. He says he's grateful to be here and watch his children thrive.
I'm teaching my family, and especially my kids. I told them that this is your country.
But he and his wife are sick with concern over 2 children still in Iraq waiting for visas.
Unfortunately, I left my oldest daughter and my oldest son. They apply to move to the United States since almost 5 years. Until now, they didn't get any chance to move there.
The Special Immigrant Visa Program for Iraqis was to expire last Monday, September 30th. But on Friday, President Obama signed a bipartisan law passed at the last minute to extend the measure for a few more months. For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.